And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Intro, which means it's going to be a talky-talky hour. I'm joined by the producer. Hello, producer.
Hello.
All right, you sound all right, I guess. The mic levels never get above. You don't work that mic, and this one's just so good. I never really, but you know what? I don't know whether it's in my head, but I think when you use both those jacks, something changes.
It splits it, yeah.
Yeah, working off my, there's a... hello, my name is LF Midwood. Welcome to the Midwood Files. The headphone output of my board has a quarter inch and it has the 3.5 mini, you know? And what the deal is you can plug both in at the same time. I think it's got an amplifier, so I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that it splits the single gain. I think it's got an amp in there. You know what I'm saying? Not a splitter, but an amp. But it sounds kind of flattish, and I'm wondering if it's because your headphones are plugged in for some unknown reason. And we tried to plug the earbuds, 3.5 mini, but they're made to go into cell phones. You know, the one, two, it's like the two regular and then the mic channel. You know, so you can have, there's like mic on those things, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you're trying to plug it into a dual. Like, are you getting both channels?
Yeah, as long as you don't mess with it.
See, something just went weird on my left channel.
Now I am.
See, that's really weird.
So
anyway. Yeah, I said before, take the Sonys. Just take the Sonys, you know, which are the main. We like to use the Sonys. I don't remember the model number on these things, but they're the Sony Studios that are like really, they're really honest. They're like nice and flat, so you know what's going on as far as frequencies and whatnot. But I like to use my Beyerdynamics, my 770s, and they're like candy. It's like candy for your ears. And I don't get to use them enough, you know. I don't like to wear them when I'm doing music because, I'm not modding very much here, am I? Hello. Yeah, that's what I'm... I've been accused of over-modding, you know. I like to go into that yellow, just into the red. Maybe I should just be shooting for the yellow, the green into the yellow, and just not mess
with
it at all.
You're supposed to go all the way up.
is that how it works? All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's supposed to go into the right.
I'm just used to the days of FM where you really wanted to be like loud so that they would notice.
Well, there you can look at a needle and see where those days are gone.
Yeah, well, but that's a needle. I don't know how super accurate those things are. But going by the board levels, it's going just into the yellow. It's peaking just into the yellow.
See, here's the thing a lot of people don't understand. Is if you've got levels there. That's the beginning of the train, shall we say, or the chain, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got software on top of that. And every time you put software on top of that...
There's something going on that I don't like. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something going on that I don't like.
Okay, we're fucking haunted.
Hang on. Okay, I unplug you all the way, and whoops. All right, my gain goes up. Yeah, okay. And I plug you back in, and yeah, it's splitting the gain, which is fine.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
I think there's something a little wonky going on, though. With the... I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's what it is. All right, and it's not just a matter of splitting the gain. It sounds flat. I go flat. This all of a sudden to me sounds like an RE20.
So when you now have...
I don't know.
Software on top of that that's trying to compress
You're not modding at all.
Or trying to
You have to modulate, yeah. Okay? I can't like modulate from here. Modulate. Oh. Got it?
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. So yeah, it's been one of those weeks, not for nothing. I got neighbor shit going on. I guess we'll talk about the neighbor stuff for a little while. Although I'd like to start with some better stuff. I went to a car show with my uh with my Uncle Tim from Florida, you know, the motorcycle mechanic who specializes in vintage Harleys. I have to specify that. We went to a car show. I think it's Riverside. And it's not East Providence. I'm not good at this stuff, but it wasn't in the ghetto. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
All right. I can't have you acting prissy at this point in time.
I'm listening to you talk.
All right. You have to, at all times, be leaned into the microphone so you're ready to say something. I can't have you sitting there like a bozo doll. You know, like a bozo, like, remember those punch things that were like bozo? Can't have it. You have to. There,
you need to be a punch thing in
okay.
a minute.
Well, I'm just saying, you have to, you know, or maybe this was a bad idea. All right? I don't need the crankiness. Seriously. I don't need the fucking crankiness. Hard enough to do this fucking show. All right? All you need to do is just follow my brilliance, okay? Go into the light. Go into the light.
Who could possibly miss it?
Yeah, okay. So I got the car show. I took some pictures and whatnot, and I got, like, really tired. I got, like, super, super, super tired because I just don't have the endurance that I used to have. I got kind of sick last night, but it wasn't related to anything that was, like, a long-term illness issue that I've been having, which is good, you know? I'm going to try and smoke a little weed tomorrow, and I'm going to see what happens. We're going to have, like, a joint over with a friend of mine. It's already planned out over at my Uncle George's house, actually, because my crazy second cousin has apparently – he's leaving. He's gone. He'll be on an airplane tomorrow. So, yay. Anyway, yeah, everybody's like, yay. Mm-hmm. I haven't even talked about the details of it because it's literally – I can't do it. I just honestly, you never get to the point where you don't even want to waste time talking about a person, complaining about a person. Everybody knows what the deal is. It just let it happen. Goodbye. Hope he chokes on it.
How do we know he's going to actually, if he's actually gotten on the plane?
Well, he's not there. He went to Newport, you know, our friends in Newport.
Yeah.
All right. He went to spend like the day with them.
Okay.
To kind of quote unquote decompress from whatever bullshit he thinks he was doing. And I have it on very good authority, short of him being mailed. Yeah. Okay. You read the text, right?
Right.
So yeah, so we're in good shape. So I'll go over and hang out with my friend Brendan tomorrow. And I'll be very, very, very pleased with that. And I got to look at some stuff that my aunt, like furniture and stuff that my aunt wants to move, that are still in the apartment. But it's amazing how much stuff came out of that apartment. It's mind-blowing. Jesus. But so he's gone, so I'll go over and I'll hang out tomorrow. And it's nice because I haven't gotten to spend – I haven't made any, you know, real-life friends in, like, a decade. You know, there's my uncle's friends, you know, the gearheads, and I like them. They're cool people, but they're gearheads. And I speak gearhead, but I'm not really a gearhead, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I never drove – I don't have a license, never drove a car. But certainly the idea of being on a motorcycle would be death to me, quite frankly. Like if I was being chased by somebody and I only had a motorcycle, I'd have to throw it at them, you know?
Roll it real fast down the hill.
Roll it real fast down the hill or something. Yeah, yeah. I forget how I started talking about this. But anyway, he's gone. May the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I forgot the reverb.
I think I've gotten... Oh, well. The power of Christ. Now, see, it's not the right setting, and I'd have to play with it.
Late.
And there's like too many. Hello. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
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 All right. This is
anybody
this
else
is juvenile. This is juvenile.
But it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. So, you know, the mic is actually a little too high. And this should be turned the other way, so the mic is out far.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you didn't do it. So I have to lean, but I know how to work a microphone.
God forbid.
I know how to modulate. And I know how to work them. You know how I know how to modulate? Because God gave me a pair of testicles. Because it all comes from there. It starts down low, low, and then comes up. All through here and then into the microphone. You see? See the phallic thing going on here? See this? See this? Robot dick. See that?
I refuse to comment on that.
Does that not
statement.
Look like a robot? Does it not look like a robot dick?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So every week I come out here and I talk into a robot. That's the truth. Let's be honest about it.
All right.
I'm no longer in denial about that.
Can we like change the tone?
But anyway, yeah. So my cousin, he's my second cousin actually. He's leaving, and I'll be able to go back over to the house. I mean, he wasn't. You know, the reason I didn't go over there is because I wasn't going to beat the shit out of him, quite frankly. And I haven't said that or felt that way in a long time. You know, I'm medicated. Yeah. And I was pretty high most of the time I was over there, which is like another layer of, you know, resilience to the whole matter, to the whole thing. You know, you just like, but he managed to push the buttons, and that's it. So, but he's leaving. He probably will not be coming back once the, I'm on it too much. Once the, once the house, I never really did set these limiters up, did I?
I guess if you have a robot dick thing.
No, well, I tried to stage the gain, and I haven't done it right. I have not. I am not using my my hardware to its fullest capability. You would agree with that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that being said.
Enough said.
Right. So he's leaving, so I'm going over there tomorrow, and that's good. I have a chance to relax and whatnot. And I don't think one joint's going to kill me. We'll find out. I'm looking for that sweet spot because I'm working under the premise that I have CHS. Working under that premise. Which means that there's a certain amount that I can smoke before I get sick. So I have to find where that is. It's almost like alcohol, really, you know, where you have, again, you have to find that limit because I really don't want to give weed up. I know I've had this conversation with myself on the air before. So I'm not going to do it again. So, but, you know, basically what I'm trying to tell you is I'm 3 weeks clean and we're going to see what happens. The first experiment begins. Experiment A begins. Okay. Speaking of experiments, I had my final my fourth booster. And I'm still waiting for my head to fall off. My fourth booster and my second shingles. Shingles is very important. You know, it's not a big deal, like people over 50. But I hear reports of people that I have, you know, reliably trust to one degree or another who have gotten some form of shingles, and they say it sucks. It's really bad.
Ew, what is don't you guys get like this killer
sores.
Rash
It's like
or something?
Rash and like sores and like canker sores and some sort of shit like that. And it affects the eyes sometimes. So, yeah, I don't want to mess with that. So I have my shingles vaccination.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'm full of vaccines. I am. I'm waiting to see with this COVID stuff. It's all Moderna. I've only taken Moderna shots. I'm waiting to see what happens. You know, I read a lot of stuff online, and people are like, oh, you're going to die. You're not going to be here next year. But it's so long. It was nice knowing you. And I'm like, really? Really? So, and I don't get into the vaccine stuff. I have friends on Facebook who are really into, like, the anti-vaxxers, like, who are.
Oh, there's the whole, like...
Solid anti-vaxxers. There's a whole shitload.
Yeah, communities of video makers.
Hey, I would have preferred to have gotten it early on and had those antibodies. Because that, from what I'm reading, the antibodies are the best prevention. You know? All I'm reading now is that the initial shots in the boosters keep you from dying and going into the hospital. You'll still get sick. It won't prevent you from getting COVID, but this is obviously not new news. But it'll prevent you from getting sick, you know, and dying. So, and my understanding is, I've been doing more reading, is that they're coming out with another booster that actually deals with Omicron. So, and by the time they get Omicron dealt with, there'll be something else coming down the road. So I don't know if I'm going to be taking these shots for the rest of my life. You know, although we do know older people who have died. Do you not? You've had family members in Texas.
Three
who have died of COVID. So, I mean, it, and they weren't vaccinated, right?
Correct.
So, I think there was a religious imperative at work there, if I'm correct.
Not there, I don't think. One was a scientist, a former NASA scientist, and he was all science.
Right.
Which we said, well, that doesn't make sense. Then he would have had the shot. Well, no, he didn't think there was enough evidence that it was useful enough.
Yeah.
So we didn't, you know, and he was strong and healthy anyway, and
right. You're not really pushing the needle. You get that, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what to do with you.
I don't know what to do with you either. I keep hearing myself go in and out.
Right.
So
see, I don't see that. That's because you wouldn't listen to me and take the fucking microphone.
Well, if I'd have known what you were offering them to me for, I might have.
What did you think I was offering you to Sony's for? I said take the Sony's.
I don't know.
What did I? You know, did I, speaking of a religious imperative, did I burst into tongues or something? Did I, you know, do me a favor.
No.
Go into the bedroom and, you know, where on the redwood dresser, there's the bag, okay, with headphones in them?
Okay. On the, all right.
You can't miss them.
By the front wall.
Right,
there.
Next to the, right.
Okay.
You know where the redwood dresser is, right? In the corner?
Yeah.
All right, and I'll hold the fort while you're doing that because I can't go even another, how long we got? 45 minutes?
Dear God.
Kind of listening to you. It's really fucking annoying. All right. We're going to use this wire, but it's going to be longer. All right. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm taking the vet. I got it. I got the, you know, I've been taking the vaccines. I've been taking the boosters. And like I said, I know plenty of people haven't. And that, you know, I respect that. I don't think anybody should be forced to. The idea of it becoming a public health risk, I think it only affected certain demographics for the most part. These were older people who in the producer's family who passed away in Texas. So yeah, I guess I don't really consider myself to be like older at 51 or 52, a lot of mileage. But yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, if I didn't have her in here with the heart condition, or my aunt who's got a plethora of stuff, if it were just me, I wouldn't have taken them. I honestly wouldn't have taken them. So I kind of did it if it could help kind of prevent in my own household. I don't leave. You know, I was talking about this today with my uncle. You know, the whole COVID thing, when everybody was like locked down into their houses, into their homes, and they couldn't leave. And okay, you didn't know which one, so you didn't. Okay, those. Okay, come here. Hold the Sonys. Those are the other Sonys. Okay. Make this work. Okay. What am I going to do? All right. It's probably just easier. Unplug that. Okay. Well, that got louder. It got louder in my monitors anyway. It didn't get louder on here. And yeah, take these.
Okay.
Should be long enough. Right? Breaking my balls.
Yo, they're all sweaty.
Yeah, tough shit. That's the penalty. All right.
Yeah.
You hear it?
Yes.
Sounds all right?
Yes.
Not cutting in or out or anything?
No.
Yeah. All right. See what you do when you listen to me? See what happens?
All right. Miracles.
All right. All right. And, why isn't that fitting? Hello? 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 Oh, what's going on here? Holy smokes.
Do we have a...
No. I know what to do. Don't worry. I just have to reverse them for some reason. Okay, I'll go that
Ow.
Way.
Ow!
Oh, be quiet. All right, I got mine back. Yeah, I love doing stuff like this on the air.
Sure.
This is what we call professional. Professional. That goes all the way down. How's that sound?
That's better.
Oh yeah, and again, you're right. I think it splits it. I don't know if there's an amp in there, and it does get flatter. Listen, I'm gonna unplug mine and tell me if you don't get right. The audio is a little flatter, and I plug it in, and. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, but
there's
anyway.
Slight difference. But
your mission in life is now to hold this and make sure I don't lose it. Okay? Oh, you know what? I don't even trust you. I'm gonna put it over here. Those pods never move. All right, so we're all set up.
I want to get one of those pods that people put in their backyards. And
you
want to
load that up with stuff and move that way?
No, I just want to live in it until we move.
Year and a half, we'll be all right. Here, do me a favor. What? Take your buds. Take your cell phone buds and put them somewhere else. All right, I can close this now. Oh, you know, it is a little disruptive having you here, I must say. All right.
That's my job, to disrupt people.
Yeah, I guess. You do a pretty good job of it. How much do you charge to haunt a house? You know, you're getting into that season.
I know.
Hocus Pocus 2 on September 31st.
I can't wait.
Yes. How many more days?
Too many.
29, 25 days. No, 26 days. Yeah. Anyway, I consider along with X amount of other people who have taken this virus, or I should say vaccine, are guinea pigs. It's as simple as that. I don't know what's going to happen. Day by day, I wait and see if there's... Now, I have an illness that started before. Because I know a lot of people were saying to me, hey, isn't it funny how you took that first shot and then you wound up in the hospital like a week later?
Ow.
And I like, but I was sick before then. I mean, right? I was sick before the...
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
I just wasn't as sick.
Do you know how often do people connect dots that really have nothing to do with each other?
Well, you know, I'm going to say one more time. I respect the stance of the anti-vaxxers. I think they have a right, particularly in regards to their children.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think I should be persecuted for taking a shot, and I don't think someone else should be persecuted for not taking the shot.
No.
So that's where I'm at on that. I kind of came off the fence one way or another, and that's my definitive opinion. Nobody should be forced to do anything that they don't want to do. This is not Nazi Germany. I love when they make those comparisons. They go straight to Nazi Germany.
They do.
Yeah. It's really it's really funny.
They never go to, well, that's just right out of Bavaria.
Bavaria.
You know, they just...
It's interesting. My second cousin's in Germany, so maybe he picked up some sort of Bavarian. I don't know. I like Bavarian donuts.
Chocolate.
Bavarian chocolate donuts. Boston cream. Is that, do they still call them Boston cream here? I don't even
know. They do here.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from the donuts. I have put some weight back on. For those of you interested in such matters, I'm hovering around 250. And I was definitely 10 pounds lighter, 10 to 12 pounds lighter not that long ago. But I've been living on nothing but Gatorade for how many months now?
Three.
Yeah, 3 months. So I think if I stop drinking the Gatorade and I stop drinking the soda, I'll lose those sugar calories. That's all that is. It's yeah. a little baby fat. But I feel, like I said, moving the 250 around is a little harder than I thought, actually, because today is the first day that I actually had the opportunity to test it out. And it was in, it wasn't like concrete. It was like, you know, you get tired of walking on grass because you know how you're moving in the grass and the weight is distributing and it's just not steady. My back hurt and all that. Nobody cares. So so that's that. That's that. I don't think it was a hoax. I don't think it was, you know, I think it was overplayed for political uses. It was over-politicized, obviously, by the Democrats. I wouldn't be surprised if this new variant shows up just in time for the midterms in November. I wouldn't be shocked. Oh, nobody can leave the house. You got to do from home voting again. Fixed. You know, the infamous stolen election wouldn't have happened if it weren't for COVID. So, you know, that being said, you know, to localize things now, it's going to be a bit of a localized show, a little bit of a head dump because it has been a tough week. I think I've talked about the next door neighbors to my right. Who actually, you know, live on the same block right over, next one over. We share a very narrow space with them, right? They're just loud. They don't stop. They're Dominicans, and Dominicans by nature are very noisy. And I'm making that statement based upon my experience being housed with Dominicans in prison, okay? This is not coming from some sort of ignorance or some sort of bias. They are naturally loud people, okay? And they're loud to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. And, you know, my relationship with them is not so good because on St. Patrick's Day, I think I might be reiterating, but I'll go in a little more detail now. St. Patrick's Day, there was a car in front of their house, and there was a car parked across the street, and they were playing Battle of the Car Stereos at, like, what was it, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So I got kind of mad, so I took my very realistic-looking BB gun. I stress BB gun. And I went out there, and I had it in my pocket, and I was holding the pipe down, and they got mad, and one of them charged me, and I pulled the gun out, and he acted like he shit his pants. So I slowly backed up, walked away, went back to my house. There was no more noise. It was very minimal noise.
Yeah, after that.
Right, and then the cops showed up knocking on my door, which was actually pretty funny, because what happened is the cops showed up to their address because somebody else had called.
Right.
And they told them that the loud music was coming from my house. So they knock on my door. So now I'm outside talking to the cops on my porch because I open the door and slip out because I do not like to have open doors and police in the same area. It's never been good for me. It's proven to be bad.
It's proven to be bad.
So, and I had explained to the officer how we're just regular white people trying to go to sleep.
Right.
And the noise was coming from over there. And the cop was, okay, fine, I get it. And he walked away because they had been fooled. I mean, you know, they had been, you know.
They've been had.
Right. And since then, it's been nothing but dirty looks between. There's a gaggle of them. I mean, it's like this, like the whole gang. And you know what? Speaking of gangs, I think they might be gang affiliated because I've seen the cops come by slowly talking to them on the porch, like trying to push them for information. Do you know what I'm saying? Like shaking the tree. So I think they either. Our gang or possibly affiliated, and more likely affiliated because they don't act like gang members per se.
Well, they wouldn't run away that fast if they were.
Yeah. So they have a little healthy respect for me now. Plus, like I said, I usually have a knife on me. I'm never unarmed. Okay. This is one thing that I learned. Again, I hate to say it in prison, and it's a very prison. I've said this before. It's a very prison-like mentality here on Maloney Street. It really is. You know what I mean? It's very prison-like.
I don't really enjoy having to worry about it every time I go to get in the car and go somewhere.
Right.
You know, and I don't go anywhere hardly ever.
Right.
Maybe to pick up prescriptions.
Right. Which is why I like to minimize your time outside alone. I usually, like I said, I want to go with you. Yeah. I don't want anything. So, all right. So there's that, right? So that's been ongoing. And it's pretty funny when I sprained my ankle. I had been sick with the cyclical vomiting thing, right? So I wasn't on my meds. So I slowly got back on my meds, but I was really a little dizzy every time I got up. So I was in the car. I got up, and the car's in the driveway. And the driveway is right next to them. The driveway, our driveway, is like literally like 5 feet from their porch. So I got up out of the car, and I walked around the back because one of their cars was blocking the driveway. Oy, you know, things that you shouldn't have to talk to people about. Loud music at 3 o'clock in the morning, blocking driveways. These are conversations you don't have to have with civilized people, you know, because they just know not to do that.
Right.
Seriously. It, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then they get mad that you're talking to them about something they shouldn't be doing, and all of a sudden, you're the asshole. And I'm like, I still can't quite figure that out.
Sometimes you don't even get that far. You just go outside and you say, hey, could you please move your car out of my driveway? And the next words out of their mouth are, fuck you.
Right.
So it's like, all right.
No, we've been that way. Oh, I keep popping those. I'm not popping. It's just I'm modding. I'm over modding. Uh-huh. I have to pick a spot and stay there. There it is. I'll stay there. So yeah, it's been pretty hairy with them for the most part. But I was in the driveway in the middle of the day and I fell down, sprained my ankle, was on the ground, and they kind of just stared at me. Do you know what I mean? They kind of just stared at me.
And like, look, our voodoo's working.
And one guy who was a friend of theirs came over and asked me if I was, and I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then they told him in Spanish, just leave the gringo alone. Yeah, seriously. I kid you not. I kid you not. You know, and you know what? I was discussing this, and this is an important thing, and I do say this all the time. It's real easy to start stereotyping people based upon their behavior. But I know not all Latinos, Dominicans included, are not like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not possible all to be the same.
It's the ghetto culture.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's not the culture that their parents taught them. It's the ghetto culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I try to remember that because it's real easy to get mad at everyone who's brown or everyone who's black. And I don't have it in my heart to do that. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe I'm weak. You know, maybe do a certain, but I think as long as I'm remembering that, I think I'm okay.
It's called discernment. It's not called racism.
Okay.
You know, and even that, if you want to go so far as to remind yourself of the Bible scriptures that talk about, oh, yeah, don't judge. That doesn't mean don't ever judge anything or anybody ever.
I like the Old Testament.
It means be discerning.
The smoting and the smiting.
Oh, that's my favorite part. I
just got to lay down.
But discernment, you know, what happens to that? You wouldn't just eat any old thing. You wouldn't just wear any old thing. You choose.
Yeah.
That's discernment. Mm-hmm. Whether it's good for you or bad for you.
Right.
Whether it works for you or doesn't work for you. And that's my sermon for the day.
So it's been pretty hairy. With next door, right?
Yeah.
So Thursday night or Wednesday night is trash night, unless there's a holiday.
Oh, this is Thursday. Good.
Right? So Wednesday night is trash night around here, and you put your recycle bin out and you put your regular bin out. And we just so happened this week to really fill stuff up. We've been a little bit energized in the house, and we've been excavating the kitchen.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to put it. You know, one of the few areas that we still have access to on the regular because there isn't so much stuff stuffed into it. Uh-huh. Yeah, my aunt's been really bad as of late. I was hanging out with my aunt. I forget where we went, but I think I had an appointment. Didn't I have an appointment?
Yeah,
I had two appointments that day, didn't I?
It was appointment day.
So I went to counseling and I came back from counseling and I was hanging out and I got out of the car and my aunt's like, don't forget to put the bins out. So I'm like, all right. So it turns out that there's a car parked right in front of my house on the sidewalk where my bins go. So it was early. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. I'll try a little bit later. So I go out there like 6 o'clock. The car is still parked there. Okay. I go out, what was it, like 10 o'clock?
Yeah. 10
o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
Fucking car is still parked there. Now, I don't know whose car it is. I'm assuming it's the car one of the cars from the folks next
door.
Now,
let's just mention that car's been there for days and days and days.
I didn't even notice because I don't, unless it's trash day, I don't give a shit.
He comes, or whoever,
well,
every day and parked right at that same spot.
And he hasn't been doing that lately, has he?
Not
since. Let me finish the story. Yeah, thank you.
Right. I just wanted to say.
Right. So I finally say, you know what, Gina, call the cops. I don't know what I expected the cops to do. Maybe find out whose car it was and give them a stern warning. I don't know what I expected, right? But the cops show up. One cop shows up, right? And he says, I can't tow it but I just gave it a $100 ticket. So I'm like, oh shit. So whoever's car this is now it's, you know, game on. As it turns out, it's the car from the people next door who are Cuban.
Across
the street next door, right? Yeah. So they come out and the guy just takes the ticket like, and he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. But his, I guess it's maybe girlfriend, I'm not sure.
I guess.
She just kept going and kept going and kept going. And this one was not helpful because she kept kind of feeding it. And I kept saying, I didn't, because she's like, oh, you should have, you know whose car that was. You should have knocked on my door and asked me to move it. And I'm like, I didn't know whose car it was. it was a black car with tinted windows. I can tell you that much. Which seems to be very popular with young Latino men in the ghetto. Because there's like a gazillion of them. I didn't know what fucking car it was. And I certainly didn't know the cop was going to give him a $100 ticket. Now, believe me, I'm not reimbursed. I don't feel so bad as to reimburse them. But she kept going, meaning the girlfriend kept going. This one finally shut up. And the girlfriend, and I keep saying, I didn't know whose car it was. And she keeps going, you're an asshole. And I guess I go, I'm an asshole. I didn't know whose car it was. And then her boyfriend says, if the conversation continues, I'm going to get involved, bro. Right? That's pretty much what he said. Yeah. Now, this was a younger Latino man who I'm pretty sure, you know, without me having a weapon, could kick the living shit out of me, quite frankly. So I said, you know what? I don't want you to get involved. You don't want you to get involved. Done. And that was it. And that's all there is. But it's, yeah, I can imagine it's going to be pretty frosty going forward next door. Yeah.
I would think.
We live in a very hostile environment. I don't know I think I said at one point, not only did I not know whose car it was, but I didn't care because it was preventing me from putting out my trash. Now, there was a couple, they had some sort of shindig over there tonight. I believe they're Cuban. They had some sort of shindig over there, and there were lots of cars, and there was a car parked in front of our house on the sidewalk. And that's fine. Do you know why? Because it wasn't fucking trash night.
Right.
That's it. That's all I really cared about was putting my trash out. I got to be honest. There was none of that. You know, and it was funny because the producer got called. She called you a Karen. I was just a plain old asshole, but you were a Karen.
Yeah.
No, and I think she might have confused you with Jerry because you don't know. You didn't know
I've
what
never
car.
Met her before. She kept saying, you know me. You talked to me.
Let me tell you something. The front of our windows in the bedroom, they're blocked out.
Yeah.
The side window in the bedroom is blacked out.
You see nothing.
I don't see nothing. I see or hear nothing. You know, it's got I blacked it out, and then I put the insulation, you know, the pink insulation stuff, which insulates sound, although not greatly, well enough. And then I have an air conditioner running. Yes, I still have the one that stops working at 85 in the window because I've been too lazy and not had enough strength to put the fucking new one in. Which is sitting in the hallway. I trip over it all the time. I got an AC running in there, and I'm usually running some sort of audio, from the computer or watching something that I have no idea what's going on outside, literally. And I try to go outside as little as possible. And when I do, I walk from the front door to the driveway, which is like, 30 feet?
Yeah.
Max, 40 something.
Not that.
And I get in the car, and I leave. And sometimes when my aunt drops me off, I have her drop me off right in front of the house, where, you know, so I can get out and go right up to the stairs, to the porch, into the door. So I'm not, the whole point that I've spent, I finally kind of went zen on the whole thing, is I'm not paying attention to what's going on around me because if I did, bad things would happen because they are what they are. So I kind of have to draw a line in the sand, and the line in the sand was I couldn't put my trash out. And the loud noise, to a degree. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I got a year and a half before I'm out of this fucking place, and I'm going to be damned if I die in the middle of the street over something stupid.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Civilized people should not have to live this way. All I do is mind my own business, not bother anybody, and limit the contact that I have with the outside world, including in front of my house.
And when the first, see what's funny to me is, and this is just a microcosm of what's happened multiple times since we've been here. When your first communication with anyone.
Some of that soda.
Is, here, take
it. I'm like dry. Thanks.
Yeah. When your first communication with someone like that and their response to you, when you're asking them to move their car or, something that they shouldn't be doing in front of on your property.
Fuck you.
Yeah, when that's what it is, when that's their first communique to you ever.
Fuck you.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, it's over.
You know, you it's can't over. Say, well, all right, I'll try again and be a nicer neighbor, because they don't care.
No, they're not interested in that, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the landlord, the property owner of the place that you were just talking about next door.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I know his name.
Oh, you
name.
Looked it up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, is he living there? No, he's absentee landlord,
he's not.
Right?
Yeah, but he was there one day months ago when other people were living there and had parked his truck in Jerry's place in the driveway. And I said, could you please move your truck? Our person who owns this house is coming home soon. And that's exactly what he said to me.
He said,
the landlord.
Said, fuck you?
Yes, he did.
Seriously. Why didn't you say anything to me?
You weren't here.
Oh.
And I just didn't care. You know, after that, I was like, well, there's nothing I can
do
anyway.
Don't go outside and talk to these people.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form.
No.
Don't go outside. I'm telling you, literally, don't go outside and talk to these people.
Yes.
Yeah, not again. Ever again.
Ever,
I'll take care of it. If something needs to be taken care of, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I always take care of it.
The freaking property owner, man.
Okay. How do you know he's the property owner?
Because I looked up his name and I asked him. I said, are you Mr. So-and-so?
And then he said yes. And then he said, fuck you?
And then he said yes. And then I said,
asked him to move the truck.
Yeah, then I asked him to move
And then
the
he
truck.
Said, fuck you.
And I wasn't, hey, asshole, move your truck.
No, I understand. I never go out there with an attitude. But the point is I go out there a little peeved because I shouldn't have to be going out there to talk to you about something that you shouldn't be doing, let alone you responding like I'm the problem. It's not, no.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. And
I'm sorry.
How often does this happen? How do other people handle it? What do? You just... All you can do.
Well, but I think the standard.
Is forget about.
You gotta remember, we live in a more Latinoized part of the ghetto. This is more of a barrio where we live, right? They don't call cops. Most of these people are from Central America, Mexico, Dominican Republic. They don't call cops. So these assholes could be doing whatever the fuck they want, and nobody else on the block is going to call the cops. You understand? Let alone call the cops, give them a name, and then stand on the porch. Waiting for the cops to show. They're not going to do it.
I've lived in multiple Latino neighborhoods. Never was it like this.
Well, this is really bad.
Never.
You know, I don't kid. People think I'm kidding when I say I live in the ghetto. No.
It was always nice people, good neighbors.
It's fucking savage here.
Here's some tamales I made for you, that kind of thing. You know.
No, we don't have that.
This is awful.
I'm not peeking too much, but I, on these talk shows, I get why you kind of just compress everything down. You just, live it. Just to have that little conversation.
Anyway.
It sounds different with two pairs of headphones. I'm going to unplug you for a second. Okay, don't go away. Yeah, I plugged
myself. Right.
It's not just the volume that comes back up, but there's a tonal change that I don't really like. See, it kind of get that? I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I didn't spend $650 on this mic to sound like this. I could have gotten an RE20 for less. And I would, ooh, thank you, gentlemen. It would have been one of those. That's an inside joke for those of you who remember WJPL in Brooklyn in the mid-'80s.
So what do you do?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You adjust and you try to limit contact and you stay frosty.
And
you
go shoot stuff on that game.
And this is interesting. Okay, this is also part of this little plot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I think I told you that somebody had put some styrofoam, like the styrofoam packing stuff, like the sheet stuff, the stuff that's in sheets, on the top of our recyclables. And I pulled it out and I put it in our regular thing because that's not recyclable, right? So I put them out in front, and somebody had put more of it on top of my recyclables, and the recyclable truck, because it's two different trucks that pick up regular trash recyclables, wouldn't pick it up. They wouldn't pick up my recyclables because the stuff was in there. So I moved it again, and I'm like, and I questioned the usual suspects, and you hadn't done it.
Nope.
And Jerry hadn't done it.
Nope.
So who did it? I think the neighbors across the street did it because they just moved in. They're new people there. I should mention that. The people across the street who bought the house.
Right.
Who I cost $100. They're going to be there a long time. They're not rentals. They're going to be there for the duration. I'm hoping these monkeys next door move. So this week, I went to go move to go in the trash, and there was more of it. So I thought it was the guys next door. So I took it all, and there was quite a bit of it, put it in a bag, and then dumped it in their yard. it was blowing all over their yard and on the side of their house, and it didn't even move the needle. They didn't even respond to it. So I'm wondering if it weren't the people next door for whatever reason, and I couldn't tell you why, but maybe it's kind of karmatic that they got that $100 ticket. You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I know I'm like, you know, and at the end of the day, I don't want people getting $100 tickets. I don't want to be a pain in the ass.
No, and
I don't want to have to be that guy, but no. It was trash night and I needed to put my trash out.
And I don't want to sit here and go, ha, 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 either. I'm not going to do
no,
that.
No, it's this doesn't happen. I've lived with all sorts of people around me my whole life.
Yeah.
And I've never had problems like this. I mean, I'm not saying I was the friendliest neighbor. But, you know, you could stop and talk to me for a minute about, you know, whatever. And I'd be like, oh, okay, you know, I would prefer to wave on the way in and out. That would be my preference because that's just how I am. But I'm not immediately hostile. Why would I be immediate, especially since I'm medicated?
That's what I didn't understand.
Think about it. When I was unmedicated, I was a force of fucking nature. I was a hairpin. I was hairpin force of nature. This is true. I'll admit that wholeheartedly. And I wasn't medicated up to about 6 years ago. So that should tell you what the deal is, you know? And then once you throw the weed on top of the medication, I'm pretty fucking mellow. I mean, so it's not us. You know, it's not us. And it's not the way we approach people. And it's not the expectation. That's the problem. We have expectation for people to act civilized.
We have expectation. There's that. And what we were talking about a few days ago was forgetting to stop expecting others to treat people or to react to things the way that we would.
Yeah.
In any situation.
So, you know, I might get the crap beat out of me, but I'm going to stab someone. Someone's going to get stabbed multiple times. You know, I'm very much into the cold steel push daggers. You know, it looks like a T, basically. So you hold on to the handle and your grip, and it's like you're less likely to let it go. And it's more of a punching movement to get the stab, you know, and slash. So I might get hurt, but somebody's going to the hospital. I guarantee you that. I might have to go to the hospital too, but I guarantee they're going to be hurt. You know, and I don't care how big they are. I'm getting at least one good shot in for sure.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to have to do that. Let me see. I'm still sucking that.
Would you like a kiddo Wendy's?
Just go away.
Okay.
We went to Wendy's. So she was hungry, so we went to Wendy's. I wasn't hungry. You know, I went to a pizzeria in wherever it was that I was. I get in the cars. I don't know where I'm going.
I don't either.
Somebody else is driving. You know, somebody could drop me off in the middle of somewhere, and I'd have no idea where I was. You know, the phone was in it. I get home with the phone. You know.
Don't get any ideas.
No, I'm not saying that. But I had pizza with meatballs on it, right? Small pie that my uncle and I split. And I had a large Coke. And I've had horrendous heartburn. I don't know whether it was the meatballs or the pizza itself, but oh my gosh, it hurts. So I've been sucking down Coke. I got a Dr. Pepper. It kind of helps a little bit just to kind of be gassy. I hate to say it, but to be able to burp. Man, you know, and we haven't made sauce in a while, have we?
Nope.
Yeah, we've been doing bottles. We've been trying various bottles of sauce.
Don't tell anybody that.
Yeah. I wonder, you know what? We probably sound exactly the same. We sound better on the air than we sound through the microphones. If I listen to the stream on playback, it's not going to have, it's just like almost like a bassiness that comes in. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like an RE20. Well, and it's not a proximity thing because that's what I paid for, not to have a problem. Because I work a mic like a drunken toddler. The only person who works a mic worse than me is the producer.
Okay.
Quite frankly. So I admit that wholeheartedly. So I'm like, hey, like you see, nothing changes. I'm moving. I'm going to the side. What? Can you tell? Can you tell? Can you tell?
Yes,
I
can.
Can you tell? No, you
yes,
can't.
I
no, you
can.
Can. I'll stop it.
Yes, I can.
You're lying.
I can.
You're just jealous.
I can.
You're just jealous. Because those mics do have a proximity effect.
Robot.
But there's a frigging cage in front of it. There's a cage.
Well, sort of.
So you can go right up to the cage. You spittle all over
that. I don't want to spit on it.
I'm not saying you need to spit.
I hate it when people do that. It's gross.
Like that.
When you spit on my microphone filters.
Just lean into it. Just lean into it. You understand?
Yeah,
And what's the key? Modulate.
I know, gosh.
From the diaphragm. from the diaphragm.
You know, I had lessons in all that crap my whole life.
It bugs me.
It's, so you it's don't like, have it's to
a
tell
pet,
me anything.
It's a serious pet peeve of mine in regards to you. It's a serious pet peeve.
Well, just, you know,
just don't have me
somebody.
On anymore. She's going to say when I'm high school, well, don't have me on anymore
That's
if you don't
what
like
I'm
it.
Say.
I wish I could just squeeze your head and get stuff out of it. That would be cool.
You could try.
Hey, did I just buy you jewelry?
Yeah.
Tell them.
Oh, it's
tell them that I'm not a total asshole.
He's not. He's really not.
Our anniversary just passed, August 15th.
He bought me jewelry. I've been waiting for years for him to buy me jewelry, and he did.
So I did.
He bought me not only a jewelry, but three pieces of jewelry.
Yeah.
All
this stuff was like basically on your wish list, was it not?
Yeah, and he went and he just picked it out and said, "This is what I'm getting you," and it's a bracelet. I love turquoise and silver. Turquoise
that
is my
Texas
birthstone.
Thing, I think, yeah.
Well, it's my birthstone.
Right.
And it's also the Native American thing. So shut up.
All right, I'm not.
And then that's
eminent domain.
Pre-warning. I told you not to say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But
it's true, though.
It's anyway. Beautiful. I'm trying to explain what a beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take pictures of them and I'll let you see them. But they're beautiful bracelet.
Yeah.
And earrings and a ring. All sterling silver, the real deal, and turquoise is the real deal too.
Yeah, it was
so
nice. Well, the ring's coming. The ring is in transit.
Right, ring's coming tomorrow.
But the bracelet looks really nice.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
See that thing that they're talking about? It's part of the design because it's almost like a webbed in. You don't want that like super thick. What was it? If it's too clunky, you might as well just give it to a guy.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But no,
but
it's
the stones
really
look
elegant.
Nice. I like the stones. Yeah, very nice.
It's really beautiful.
That's good. So I got your birthstone, right?
Yeah.
You know what my birthstone is? Diamond.
I'm afraid to say.
My birthstone's a diamond, April. So I'm just saying,
of
if you want to get me any birthstone jewelry, feel free.
Yeah.
Feel free. No problem. Hey. I actually, you know what?
You
I don't
just never know.
I don't wear. If I'm wearing anything, it's going to be steel. I like stainless steel. I used to wear white gold back when I was affluent, for lack of a better term. And I really liked white gold, and people thought it was like silver or steel, because it's low key that way, now I got in the habit of, I like steel for the color and I like it for the durability, and it doesn't change colors, and it's really, I like steel rings, and I wear steel. I don't wear steel bracelets. But
I can't wear copper. I'm one of those people that turns
green. I wear a necklace every now and then, made out of steel, depending on what it is. I have a couple of crosses
and
whatnot.
Can you do copper? You can't do copper?
Am I allergic to copper, do you mean?
No, does it turn you green like it does me?
I don't know. I thought copper turned everybody green.
I don't think so.
Oh,
some
I don't know. Is it
don't.
Some sort of reaction that certain people have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm not much into copper, though. And I just keep popping up. It's bugging me. All right, I'm going to bring it down. Yeah, because I'm not working the mic from the same position.
Okay.
See what I meant about that toddler thing?
Anyway.
This has been a horrible show, technically.
It's just beautiful. I'm probably going to sleep with it under my pillow.
Yeah, I don't do that. I sleep with something else under my pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lock on the bedroom door that we lock every night because we figure it'll take a little bit longer for him to get in, and that should give us good position.
Just enough time,
yeah. And we have a hotel lock on our front door.
Yeah.
Which is really funny because there's two glass panes on either side. But if you're going through the glass panes, then it's really on. You know what I mean? If someone's going to break the glass panes to get in, then it's on. No joke. So I live. This is the way I live. It's like living in a cell. It's like living in a cell in a prison with a mixed population and GP and general pop.
Only have access to the refrigerator.
Right. We have a refrigerator and a microwave. Actually, I have a microwave in jail. Yeah, there's a microwave in prison.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But yeah, and we keep saying to ourselves, a year and a half, and we're out. I'm just, I worry that, coming down the line, it's easy to drop the ball. And I don't want to do that. The cousins, they bought another piece of property and they have another house now right next to the original property and the original house. So they're expanding the empire. So it's going to be a compound. They need a fence. Fence is very important.
Yeah.
But they got a compound. It's going to be a compound. So I'm going to not be bothered. Like somebody that I don't recognize is walking around on the property. I can pretty much go, who the fuck are you and what are you fucking doing here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you know what happens next.
Hopefully right before they die.
Well, it, you know, I don't want to kill anybody. I just want them off my property. I don't want to deal with them. That's the deal. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
This is not good. No, my aunt keeps dragging me out whenever I go in, and I wind up going on tour. You know, so we go here, and we go there, and then we go here, and then, you know, and she's like just drives around aimlessly sometimes. It's ridiculous. You know, I don't mind. I'm very task-driven.
Yes, you are. You know, I can't even tell you how, but it goes, she takes detours to get everywhere.
Yeah.
Never goes the straight route.
Yeah, it's strange. I don't know what's part of it. It's strange. It strikes me as odd. But, you know, the traffic up on Elmwood, and when you go up morning into Elmwood, it's in the day, it is pretty fierce. It is pretty fierce. I'll say that for her. But she never goes that way anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
It's not like downtown anywhere.
Yeah. And we have a vehicle. Have I talked about that? I don't even remember if I've talked about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a family vehicle that we bought out there in Texas that they're holding on for us. They give it a run every once in a while to keep everything moving. And, you know, again, the master mechanic is looking after, and he's literally a master mechanic.
Right.
And he went back to work for one of the other municipalities as a master mechanic. So he's pulling wrenches. He's pulled wrenches his whole life.
It's a Yukon.
Is it a Yukon?
It's a Yukon.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was in the Ford line.
It's a Yukon.
It's a GM. Yeah, yeah, Yukon's GM. I thought it was the Expedition. It's probably the same. It's the equivalent of an Expedition, which is bigger than the Explorer. Remember the Explorer? Like OJ and the Explorer?
Yes.
Right. I know someone who had an Expedition, which is the bigger version of that. And I think the Yukon is about equal to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the mileage is, but the last person in the family who owned it, his wife was doing Instacart with it. And he wouldn't stick his wife in a shitty vehicle.
Oh, heck no. And they're all, like, we're surrounded by mechanical guys who really love to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, we should be in good shape. We should be. I'm happy. Yeah. But, you know, so it's you know, we're making plans. We're, you know, we're going forward. You know, the savings is
so we got to remember that these little tests, and that's how I'm going to remember
trials and tribulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Are going to try and stop us. You know that. I got to remember that. Oh, yeah. My God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I try to remember. You know, I try to remember.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, again, I've been in, like I said, it's a similar situation to a situation that I was already in. So I kind of know where to head. The biggest thing I got to stop doing is I got to put sneakers on my feet when I leave, or shoes or something that laces up. You know, I walk around with rubber, like basically Crocs. They're not quite Crocs. They're similar to Crocs. The rubber shoe that Walmart makes that I'm like really comfortable with. I actually have a nice pair of black Crocs that I haven't worn yet that cover the toes. I'm always about covering the toes. I don't want to see people's toes. I'm not into that. Definitely guy toes too. Yeah. Oh my God. You know what I mean? Oh, women at least take care of themselves.
Oh, my dad's the same way. He's like, nobody needs to wear sandals.
Yeah, sandals. And you know, you can tell when you're in Brighton Beach because the guys are all wearing sandals and socks. You know, all the Russians.
Ew.
Yeah. And right, little Odessa. All the Russians, right. Little Odessa. Odessa, right? Odessa. Odessa. Where's Odessa?
Russia.
No.
Texas.
No, Odessa. Oh. Well, actually, Odessa is in Texas.
Yes.
But Odessa is in...
New York.
No, the Ukraine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. Right. See, this whole Ukrainian independence thing was kind of...
Right.
You know what I mean? Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I'm still pro-Russia. Let's get this thing over with. Do what we got to do and get it over with. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. Poor Ukraine. Poor Ukraine. Yeah, it's nothing but a slush fund for the Democrats. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. I didn't look at any news this week. Did anything happen that should be?
Dolenz is suing the FBI.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Why is he?
He's suing the FBI because for... He wants them to release all of the documentation they have on himself and his fellow members of the Monkees since they began.
Which
and evidently, there's like a lot of it.
64, 65?
60s.
65 sounds right. Maybe early 65.
Maybe.
It took a little while to capitalize. Yeah. They were basically capitalizing on a Beatles
pop. All I know, I was in third grade almost.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
The summer before.
That's interesting. But the FBI had files on everybody back then, under Hoover, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there was literally a file on everyone.
Yeah.
And that stuff's not available through Freedom of Information?
I guess not, because he has the bills. He must go through the courts.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a bit of a what do they say? I forget what the term is. I can't think of the term. But anyway, yeah, that's interesting.
Publicity act.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
He's pretty old now, isn't he?
77.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. He was actually trained as a singer, right?
He didn't
do the instrument, but he could sing.
Yeah.
None of them could play the instruments. Oh, Nesmith could.
Yes.
When they put them together.
Peter could. He's a music teacher. He was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He could play the piano.
Davy Jones was always a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I love, I tell you, when it's on Head, I love that movie Head. Still now to this day. I used to drop acid and watch Head. I used to drop a lot of acid at one time and watch Head. I used to demand that Randy Steele put it on. And Randy Steele's old apartment, Randy had the 27-inch Trinitron Sony, had a Laserdisc player, and had surround sound. I was actually there before the surround sound. I remember walking up, and Randy's looking at me, and he's like, I got something new for you. I'm like, okay. Walk up the stairs in the apartment, and there's surround speaker. Now, this was analog surround, you know what I mean? But still, it was surround, you know what I mean? And then, dropping acid with the surround sound on the 27-inch Sony, which was probably at that time, other TVs had started to catch up. The Mitsubishi Dimentel, they were pretty good screens, not from the first, and they were flat.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, it got me in high-end audio and video. Or I don't know about high, because there's all the individual amps people get into and that real building tube. So I'm not comfortable saying audiophile, but maybe Audiophile Junior maybe would be a better way to put it. But it was damn good. I mean, it was damn good. Smoking weed and dropping acid. Woo! I used to buy 11 hits of acid, right? And I would bring up and give Randy one, and I would literally consume the other 10. And I would time it so that I was still on the subway when I started to start, when it started to not peak, but at least when it started to kick in. And there's that famous night at Tenement Square. I was on acid at Randy's and I freaked out. And I ran out of Randy's place. I called Randy an hour and 20 minutes later, and it was literally a 2-hour trip normally. Right. I made all the connections. I must have. I went home by instinct on the subway.
So how long did it take you?
I told you, it was an hour. It took me an hour 20, and it's normally a 2-hour trip. So I shaved 40 minutes off.
How?
I don't know. To this day, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I made good connections. You know what
wild,
I'm saying?
But
it had to be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mr. Toad's they wild ride.
Just, they had just shut, Dan Rather was talking, and they had just pulled the plug. The government had just pulled, and it went down. It went black. And then CBS popped up. Or I don't know if it was CBS. Yeah, if it was Rather. I don't know if it was
ABC.
But anyway. Oh, I flipped out. I flipped the fuck out. Oh, yeah. I actually, before I left, Randy had a stopwatch, one of those old super heavy ones with the crystal.
Oh, right.
I threw it across the room. Luckily, it bounced off the Sonex in the studio and landed on the floor, and it was fine. But I thought it was a grenade. I was out of it. It was real bad. It's not often that I had bad trips, but I had some. And they were more, not so much hallucinations as conceptual.
I
thought something else was going on.
Yeah, I get that.
So, and even maybe auditory a little bit.
Yeah.
But never visual. Nothing but trails for me. I tried. I really tried. I would do acid again if I could get my mitts on it.
Oh, my God.
I would. No, one hit. I did a hit when, this is good. When I was working on the streets there, I was slinging the ecstasy,
Gotcha.
And so I tried ecstasy more than a few times, and it was like, all right, I get it. It was like bumper cars to me. It was like, it was like for kids. not acid was a whole different story, right? You do your ecstasy in a couple hours, you're fine and everything's good. So the guy I worked for, the Grand Poopa,
right,
who I worked for in this endeavor, he had never done acid before. So me, him, and his girlfriend, we did acid one night at his place, right? And it was pretty good acid. And I hadn't done it in 6-7 years, maybe even longer. So, it was nice. I was like, and he kept saying, when is it over? When is it all?
Oh, no.
Right, because, you get good acid. That's an 8 to 10, possibly 12-hour proposition. I know what time it is. You don't have to look at the clock.
Well, I didn't. That's why I looked at my clock.
Yeah, I hate when people look at the clock. There's a clock right up there. I can't
see it.
If you got something better to do, let me know. All right. I'm telling drug stories here.
I didn't ask you to look at my phone.
Luckily, his girlfriend had done it before, so she was prepared. But he was unprepared. Unprepared. Yeah. So, yeah, I would do it if I got it again. I think John's, that's one of John's things. JL's thing is if he could find good acid, he would seriously consider doing again. But I don't even know if it's out there, you know. Like, plenty of good weed these days, obviously. But, and I think you might be on to something, you know, because this is true about me. People who knew me when I was a younger man, all through my teens, if I smoked two different types of cannabis in one night, I would get sick. I would get physically sick. I would throw up. And maybe with what's going on with all these strains and cross strains, maybe that's it.
Hybrids. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe the hybrids are getting me. You know, I prefer pure indica because I want to be. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who wants to be like, you know, on the couch, just not being bothered. I don't know what sativa and people go out and build pyramids, and that's great. I don't need to be energized. If I wanted to be energized while smoking weed, I would smoke indica, and then I would drink a fair amount of what's that stuff? Red Bull. I love the Red Bull. She won't let me have Red Bull anymore.
No, it doesn't make any sense about weed energizing people. That's not what it's supposed to do.
Well, they talk about it being more of a head high. You know what I mean? Where it's heady rather than physically pushing you down.
I
prefer
so old fashioned.
I'm an indica.
But
dude.
You know what? When the government starts making your weed,
well, they're not.
Sound familiar?
Actually,
ding.
This is really interesting. The government, for a while, was making for certain people in certain programs.
Hello.
They would get government grown weed. Yeah. I'm not smoking government grown weed now. Smoking weed grown by this dispensary in Massachusetts.
So where do they get their seeds?
I don't know.
Government?
No, I don't believe that.
Grown by government?
I don't believe that.
Supervised?
No, you went all X-Files.
Agriculture.
Take it easy. I know, it's the bees. Okay, pipe down over there. It's not. It's not.
You said I was onto something.
No, the state is it's regulated by the state, but... You know, basically, what the state wants is that they want to be able to provide the public, make sure the public is being provided with a good product. So, it's kind of from seedling to being sold. It's followed. You know, they track it. Meaning, not listen to me. Meaning the dispensary itself. You know, sometimes they get weed from other places in Massachusetts. Other times, it's theirs. I prefer theirs. Yeah, and I use Solar is the name of the dispensary I used. I use the one in on Route 6 in Seekonk, Massachusetts. It's on the way to Uncle George's house, so it works out really well for me. And I've smoked most of their weed for the last couple of few months. And before that, I think it was Northeastern. Mm. And I forget where Northeastern is exactly, but they're another very good dispensary in Massachusetts. But I gotta cut down on this stuff, you know, just to kind of come full circle on that, because I know I was talking about that earlier. I'm going to get out of here in a minute. But I got to cut down on that stuff, and I'll keep everybody posted, because I know you're really interested in what my tipping point is for cannabis, because now it's a challenge. Now it's, you know.
I think it might be really helpful to a lot of people to understand your journey with that. And
well, I don't want to give it up, because it helps with the bipolar as well, too. And my counselor and my shrink are fully aware of the fact that I self-medicate with weed. And they're concerned about me becoming sick, but they don't have a problem with me self-medicating.
Right.
So, and which is good. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm doing something that flies in the face of the pharma. I'm using it with the pharma, and I'm getting a better result for it. So I feel. Aren't I much more manageable?
Yeah.
Historically, haven't I been much more manageable?
Okay, yes.
All right. I make the point. And if I'm manageable, you're happy. And if you're happy, I'm happy. See how it works? See how it works?
You're so smooth.
It's how it works. No, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
All right. Anyway, we got an hour in. You know, thanks for coming by and being an audio disaster. I appreciate it.
Sure.
We have to figure this out anytime. And the next time I tell you take the Sonys, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take the Sonys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then I'm going to take the red pill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Take the red pill. All right. I thought I fixed I have it on the other computer. I have to move it over here again.
What?
The clothes. The clothes doesn't have the reverb on the end. It's cut short. And I've been using that for pretty much years now. And I know John doesn't listen to my show all the way through, because if he heard that, he would say something.
You know it.
Right. So what I did last week, or the week before last, is remember I added a little something to it?
Yeah.
Right. So I used the long one from the bedroom, a better copy of it, with the reverb on it. So I thought I had that one, but I don't. Apparently, I don't have it available on your desktop at the moment. So it's going to be the short one. It's going to be the chopped one again. So I'm saying ahead of time that it's going to be chopped reverb, just in case anybody cares.
So deal with it.
Yeah, but I have to make I have to rename it something so I can tell the difference, because I thought I overwrote the old one. Let me look in here.
I can fix that.
Yeah, I can. No, 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 no. I can. It's just a matter of. All right. Well, let me do that. I'm gonna hang on. I might be able to make it happen.
Just deleted the entire folder.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's in your thing. Relax.
All right.
Know what I'm doing. Been doing this for a couple of years. May not seem like it. Okay, here we go. All right, now open and close. All right, so people don't care, but I do. I need some specifics. Okay, I'm going to lose this. I think it's the right one now. I'm not sure. I'm not going to be able to tell until, is there an eject here? Oh, I'll just put it up top. Nobody cares about this except me. Nobody, probably. And John. I know that. I tried to do the right thing by the guy, you know? All right, are these the same size? See how they're different sizes? Oh, this is, oh, wait. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, maybe. Let me see what's happening here. All right. I don't know. This might be the one with the song on the end. What's going on here? No, it's 19. All right, I think this is the one. So anyway, we'll be back next week, or I'll be back next week. Head over to lfmidwood.com for all the fun stuff available on there, archives and links to other places. And, you know, JL, there's a link to 11 Now. You go over to JL site. And there's always something really good on Sundays. I should say that more often. Either I lost track of who was on, but it might be JL. It might be John on this week on the stream going out over the mighty BCQ, the mighty BCQ. Or it might be Dave just doing a local stream, you know, meaning not on the mighty BCQ. I'm not sure, but I think it's John. If I had to put some money on it, I would say it's John. But I should say more often, every Sunday, there's definitely something happening on the 11LRNI Radio New York International streams. I thank my parents for conceiving me. I thank John for recognizing that I had a modicum of talent, arguably so. I thank the producer for being here again. And I thank you for imbibing in any fashion you have, whether it's been live or whether it's been the podcast. This is basically, and I stress this, this is basically a podcast recorded live. I'm fully aware of that. I even time shift most of the stuff I listen to, so it's important, you know. So that being said, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm hoping it's the close with the long reverb trail on it. And that, when you hear it, I think you know what I mean. So see you next week, and thanks again.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.